PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcasts Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of PHPBB Weekly. It is Saturday, March 1st, 2008. This is PHPBB Weekly, episode number 52. Douglas is out today. He'll be out for some of the weeks during the spring, and we'll be kind of off and on, so you want to pay close attention to the announcements. Sorry we didn't get an announcement up on this one. In fact, I actually forgot that he was not going to be here, and so expected him to be here, and then realized that he wasn't going to when I looked at the log, so I had to do all the preparation myself. Okay, well, all right, so here we go. PHP Weekly is a live participation podcast every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern, which is 1600 GMT time, for those of you who are in Europe. To call in, you can call 724-444-7444. Podcast ID is 12418. Use a soft phone, you can call VOIP66.212.134.192, and there are instructions on that, though I haven't, since they're switched to another server, I haven't been able to connect using my. Oh, are you there? What's with the music? Okay, I think we lost Paul for a second. Okay, anyway, for those of you who just found out, I have Paul from the PHPBB modifications team with me today. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David.
Okay, there you are. You were playing piano there a second ago.
No, I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, that was a funny wrong button. Okay, anyway, as this is a live participation podcast, we do encourage our users to participate in the podcast both by joining into the chat room or by calling in. And when you call in, you can click the Request to Talk button, and we can activate you there. You can ask us a question or just join in with the podcast. So, let's see. So now that's out of the way. Oh, the PHP Weekly is not directly affiliated with the PHPBB.com or the PHPBB teams. So it is a independent podcast produced by Douglas Bell and myself, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life on most forums around the internet. Okay, today we have an interesting topic. Is going to be a fairly short episode, I think, but you know how we always are. We always go longer than expected. We're going to do a tutorial on how to moderate your board using the moderation tools available in PHPBB 3. And these are significantly easier to operate than the tools that were available in PHPBB 2. And for some moderators, it's been easier having those tools available. For some, it's been more difficult because there's more tools than normal. But we're going to go through them today and kind of give you a quick rundown of how to operate everything. It's mostly self-explanatory and easy to learn, but it's nice to have a kind of a run-through. And Paul is with me today, so he'll be providing some input as well. And we got some cool mod and style of the week for you as well. Okay, first of all, the moderator control panel, which is where you're going to be doing most of your moderation. In ProSilver, there's a link up in the top left corner that will say moderator control panel that you can go to. And that brings you to the front page of the moderator control panel, which shows a couple of things on there. It lists the last five posts for approval, last five topics for approval, last five reports, and the logs. Last five logs in the moderator logs. And we'll first show you how to handle the post waiting approval. And these are, you can set specific forms in PHP 3 to require it basically requires moderation. That means that like a certain group you may set to require them to go through the moderator queue when they post. And what that means is that the post won't show for everybody until a moderator clicks the approve button for it. So this is nice for things like if you have a specific database of preview sites and you don't want spam posted in there, you can require moderator queue approval first, and then so that will go into the queue, and then a moderator can review it and then approve it to that particular forum. And of course you can set different groups to not be on moderator queue and other groups to be on moderator queue. So it just depends on how you have all your permissions set up, as we've done some permissions tutorials in the past, which you can, if you go to the phpbbweekly.net website, you can go listen to some of those podcasts which talk about how to set up permissions, which is, it's quite complex in PHPBB 3. You can do it very complex. You can set your permissions very complex, or you can use the roles to make it very simple to use. But we won't go into that right now. We're just talking about how the permissions affect the moderator and the moderator control panel. And Paul, feel free to chime in if you...
Yes, I do.
if you have a comment on a specific section. Okay, so...
Yes.
When you have either topics or posts in the post waiting for approval, you can click on a link, the post there, and then you can go review that post and then click the approve button, or I believe it's the delete post button. I'm not looking at it right now, but I think that's the other button that is there. And then the latest five reports, that list shows there's a cool feature in PHP 3 where you can report a post. And when you report a post, you type in a comment and then hit submit, and then it goes to the moderator control panel. So a moderator will go look at it, and they'll see a reported post on there. It might be spam, it might be off topic, it might be trolling, whatever it might be. What we like to do on our board, Star Trek Guide, is that if a user notices a post or topic is in the wrong form, they can click the report post button and say, you know, this needs to be moved to another topic, or if it's a duplicate topic, they can report it to be merged with another topic. So a lot of these, the reports kind of help the users inform the moderators of what, you know, what's going on in the board, because sometimes moderators aren't able to see the entire board, and like myself, I don't read every single topic, and so sometimes reports are the way that users can kind of alert us to things that are that we need to look at, spam or whatever, and so that's a great way for the users to do that. So that when you get a report, you could click on the report, and then it shows you the report for the specific post. From there, you can either close the report, delete the report, or and edit the post related to the report, or go to the topic that the post is in. So you can do all those actions from there. And actually,
you cannot edit it from the report overview, I believe.
I believe you can. See. Because there is a, it shows you a preview of the post.
Oh yeah, sure. You are right. There is above an edit button.
Yes, and then that will take you to the posting page where you can edit that.
Yes.
Of course, you can also.
Very true.
Does it show the post information there, or a link to the post information there, or do you have to go to the topic and review the post information from there?
The IP of the user is displayed. There is a button to return to the reports. There is a button to view topic, and there is a topic review.
Mm-hmm. And when you go back to view the topic, then that's where you can review the post details. And what I'm talking about by post details is basically,
yes,
like if you go to a certain post, what I'm doing now, there is a question mark in ProSilver, which when clicked on, it'll show you some information about the particular post, such as the post, where you can click to edit it. You can change the poster if you have that permission. You can either lock the post In PHP 3, that's a cool new feature where you can not only lock a topic, but you can lock a specific post, which prevents editing by non-moderators. So, like, if you have a specific, if you are taking out, for example, spam links, and they keep putting them, and they have, this particular user has a tendency to put them back, you can lock the post and prevent them from doing that. You can also delete the post from there. Then you can review the IP for the user who posted this particular post. And that's nice because it also shows you other users posting from that particular IP or IP addresses this user has posted from, which gives you a list of all the IP addresses this, that particular user has posted from. And for each IP, you can do a lookup on it to show you the host name that it's related to. So some nice tools there. And that's useful for, let's say, you have somebody who has, let's say, just as an example, is continually spamming or, let's say, flaming somebody on the board, then they would, their IP address would show up in there. You would usually block users using username. It's not always a good idea to block on IP unless you absolutely have to, because IP ranges can be associated with several users on your board. So it's not always a good idea to block on IP, because then you're blocking some legitimate users as well. So you might block the username, and then that person may register as a different user and post again, and you can go and look at that new post, and if it is associated with any of their previous posts, then it will show in the other users posting from this IP list. So that's kind of a handy little tool. And Neothermic is in the talk show, and I want to bring Neothermic in. Neothermic is the support team leader. Welcome, Neo. Are you there? Okay, Neothermic can't hear anything, so maybe we'll wait on that a little bit. I hear a bunch of buzzing on Neothermic side, but anyway. Okay. Back to the moderator control panel. From the post details, which is where we were just a second ago, there's three menu, or there's actually four menus on the left. You can go to the front page, you can go to view form, view topic, and what that does is it enables you to, from not only the post moderation, you can go back and do topic moderation where you can merge the topic, split the topic, you can also lock the topic from there, delete posts, merge posts, split selected posts, or split from selected posts. And what that allows you to do is you can select a specific post in the topic, which it kind of shows you a topic review there. And then you can select, there's little checkboxes on the top right, or you can check which box you want to, or which posts you want to moderate, and then you can click choose the desired action from the menu and click submit. And so that kind of enables easy topic moderation all on pretty much one screen right there with the merge, split, and display options both in view topic. You can, in PHP 3, it has some tools where you can do multiple topic moderation. And the way that that's done is you can go to the view forum menu on the left, and that shows you all the topics in that particular forum. Not at all in one list. It shows in a pagination view, so you may have like 10 pages of topics or something. But it'll show you the first page first, and then you have checkmark boxes on the right, that you can checkmark any of them and then do a specific actions with them. You can delete them, merge them, move them, copy the topics, lock the topics, unlock or resync the topics. And I believe, Paul, what's the resync for?
Where exactly?
Okay, when you go to the moderator control panel and you're moderating a specific forum, or let's say you go to the moderator control panel while you're in view forum, and that brings you to the list of topics. In the select desired action, there's a set of options that you can choose from, and one of them is resync. Does that resync
I have no idea. I didn't saw that option before.
I've seen that there before.
It's a new option.
Honestly, never used it.
No.
Maybe the listeners can help us out on this one. What is the resync option for? I haven't even looked at the code behind that one. I should go look at the code to see what it does.
I think it's to resync the number of posts in a topic or something.
The number of true posts in topics, that could be true. Like if your if your replies count became incorrect, then it would
Let me try it. I'm going to try it.
Okay, me too. I'm going to see what this does. Let's find out.
Not as php.com, but...
Just said this to select a topic has been resynced. I have no idea what that did.
At this forum, I don't have the option. Isn't it a php-specific option?
Yeah, it's there. I see it. In the view forum, moderation, not topic moderation. That
yes,
is fascinating.
The view forum moderation.
Yeah. Now it's not in the actual.
Topic. Oh, there.
Wow, got me what that is for. But anyway, from the from this particular screen, you can merge multiple topics. If yeah, well, what stats? Like this, Alex is suggesting that it. Resynchronizing topic counters. Okay, so what would that be? Like correcting the number of replies and views? But isn't the topic the one that carries the views? So that can't be resynced. The replies could be, but I don't know. Sync everything and perform extra tax steps. That still doesn't tell me much. Okay, well, we'll find out what that means later. I had not noticed that before. But from this screen, anyway, you can perform these particular actions on multiple topics at one time. So maybe you have several sticky topics that you want to make, you want to change into standard topics. You would go here, select those sticky topics, and then choose change to standard topic from the menu, and then click submit. So it basically allows you to do several things with several topics. So let's say you have like four topics, which are about the same thing on this page. You can select all four of them and click merge, and then that merges all four of those topics. If you select one topic and click merge, then it allows you to merge with another topic, which you can choose after you've selected that option. So that is the multiple topic moderation tools that are available to the moderator. And again, that's all controlled by permissions. Each individual option, well, not each individual option, but many of the options there are permission-based. So you have your basic topic moderation actions like merge, move, copy, and lock, which are one permission. Then delete is another permission. So things like that. From there, if you go to the, let's see, both they have the moderation queue. It has the topics awaiting approval and the posts awaiting approval, where you can see all of the posts and topics that are awaiting approval in one list. And then from there, you can approve them or deny them, which basically deletes that particular post or topic. And then the next tab is the reports post. This is the open reports and closed reports. And this again shows the when a user reports a post that will show up in this particular list. The user notes is a cool feature in PHP 3 that allows you to view specific notes about a user that only moderators and administrators can see. So the user cannot see the user notes associated with them. This is useful for things like keeping track of users. Like if they've, let's say they've broken a signature rule and you've sent them a PM reminder, you might put that particular information in the user notes for that particular user. And I'll tell you how to do that here in a second, but I'm giving you some examples of why you would use it. The let's say you would put that information in the user notes, and then what that will do is if they still haven't changed it within 48 hours and another moderator looks at it, they can go look at the user notes for that user and see that, oh yeah, they've already been reminded, but maybe they have not taken care of that, so that particular moderator can take care of that issue or remind the user again or whatever. The user notes is also where the warnings information is kept. So when you issue a user a warning, the details of that particular warning are held in the user notes. So you can view all that information at one time. And because in PHP 3, you can set the warnings to expire after a certain number of days. Let's see, I think, Paul, is that 90 days by default?
Yes, it's 90 days by default.
Okay. And after 90 days, a warning will expire, but that user note will still exist in the user's notes. The other thing that the user's notes will contain is things like when or if the user changes their password or their email address and what they changed it to. So it's like sometimes we'll get spam users who will register with a valid email address to verify that their account is valid, and then they will change their email address to a fake email address and then spam the board. So that is one way that you can kind of keep track of that kind of stuff.
You can change your email address without reactivating.
Right. You can change your email address without reactivating, or you have to reactivate when you change your email address?
You have to reactivate when you change your email address if enabled in the ACP.
Right, okay. So that's a good option to enable. That's what
it's enabled by default, I believe.
Okay. I don't remember what it's by default, but it's something that we do have enabled by default, because sometimes we'll have users who will try and change that spam email address, and then that will automatically deactivate their account and not enable them to do that sort of thing. Wow, I'm hearing a long delay of myself. Okay. In the user notes page, it actually does not show you a list of users who have user notes associated with them. Type in a username and view the user notes for that particular user. The other thing that you can do is you can go to, if you're browsing the forum and you click on someone's username, that brings you to their profile, and there is a link. Let's see, on the right by warning, which is an unwarned user. And you click on view user notes, it shows all the logs for that particular user. And then you can enter a new feedback there if you want. Any of the moderators can do that, or you can delete existing notes there as well. So both those are quite nice to have. And that shows you the list of user notes shows who the report was made by, their IP and the time, as well as the action and note. And again, the warnings are shown in there as well. Now, sometimes people might say, well, okay, I see several warnings in those user notes, but they only have like one warning counter. Why is that? You know, that's because some of the other warnings have expired. That's usually what that means. All right. So moving on to the warnings. When you click on the warnings tab, that brings you to the warning front page. And what that will do is enable you can select a user and view all the warnings with that user. This, unlike the user notes, the warnings page will give you a list of users with most warnings. It will show you 5 users with most warning and also the latest 5 warnings. So it'll show you the warning count for each of the users in those 5. But it won't show you the entire list. So if you want to view a specific user, type it into the box, and then it will show you that particular user and the warnings report. It'll show you the details of each of the warnings, as well as the date and time that warning was entered. I'm trying to pull it up now so I can see one, but nobody has user notes. Why is that? Let's see. Okay. Yeah, that brings you to the user notes, basically, when you type in a user. All right, and the moderator logs, this is good for kind of keeping track of your moderators. It ensures basically that they are accountable. when they do moderation. So when they're moving topics, deleting posts or deleting topics, merging or even adding user feedback, all that information is kept within the moderator notes, which can perpetually get longer and longer. And so like right now we're up to 1,274 logs on Starchy Guide, 64 pages, and I believe I had cleared them out before. So they can, if you have a very busy board, sometimes that can get kind of long. It's not that big of a deal, but you have the ability to delete certain pages or certain logs if you want to. That is a permission that I would leave to an administrator and not a moderator. Because, again, that the idea behind the moderator logs is to kind of leave your moderators accountable for the moderation that they do so that, you know, you don't have some moderator going crazy on the board, deleting posts or topics or, you know, handing out warnings or whatever. And then nobody knows about it. So that's what this is all for. Okay, and we're
also looks.
Also user notes, yes. It doesn't show the user note itself. It just shows that they've added user feedback to a specific user on here.
No, I mean when you delete a log, it's also logged into the moderator log.
Right. That's true. And same thing with the administration logs as well. If you delete any administrator logs, it says that it logs that and shows that you've cleared the logs. So
yes.
All right, going to the banning screen, and the banning screen is the same on the moderator control panel as it is on the administration control panel. Both the moderators, you can give permission to do bannings as well as the administrators. And again, this is usually a permission that you would assign to trusted moderators who you trust to be able to do bannings, and actually warnings should be the same as well. Or like you can have some moderators which are, you know, really help out, and you can assign them permissions to move, merge, lock topics, edit posts and stuff like that. But then you can assign higher options such as changing a post author ID, banning, issuing warnings, deleting whole topics or something like that. You can issue those individually to moderators or global moderators that you really trust to be able to do that sort of thing. In the banning screen, it has three ban options. You can ban by username, you can ban by IP, or you can ban by email address. And the ban by username, that when you are moderating a specific post, that allows you to let me see if it does that or not. Let me go back to the main and see if I'm still moderating a post. Okay, let me go back to moderate a post, because I believe that it will actually allow you to, when you click on the info button on a post, it will give you that username so that you can easily ban it if you need to. And then you can issue a length of ban. So basically it allows you to issue like a temporary suspension, which you can do like 30 minutes, 1 hour, 6 hours, 1 day, 7 days, 2 weeks, 1 month, or you can set your own specific time. I had not seen that particular option to be able to set your specific time, but it enables you to enter a specific day and it doesn't enable you to enter hours. Okay, and then it has a reason for ban and reason shown to the banned user. So it will be like, if you ban a specific user for spamming, you can type in something that the moderators will see, and it's something else that the user will see. So you can have some funny note to the user telling them that they were bad and that that's why they got banned or whatever. So anyway, that again, this allows you – one thing that's nice about that too is that this particular screen allows you to issue suspensions for users who maybe are flaming, got into heated arguments, and especially useful for things like religious boards or boards that have a lot of political topics, because those are known to have a lot of flaming in them. And so when you have two users flaming, you might issue a temporary ban on them for like 1 hour or 6 hours or something like that until everybody cools off. And then that ban will automatically expire after that particular time frame, and they're allowed back on the board. So that's a very useful feature, something that we use often. Also, because we have a chat box on our main forum, Sometimes there'll, it's very rare, but sometimes there'll be an argument that'll start in the chat room and we'll issue a temporary ban so that everybody will cool off a bit. Let's see. And the other thing that you can do, there is an option there to exclude from banning. And what basically what that allows you to do is it means that this particular user is you can enter it in and it will take them out of the ban list or it will exclude them from banning. So that will show that will make sure that they are not banned. Let's see. The other thing is the lower box shows a unban or unexclude usernames. These are usernames who are banned or excluded from banning on your board. And by clicking on a specific username, you can show it shows both the reason for the ban and the reason shown to the banned user, and also the length of the ban. It will show on there as well. And again, if the ban has expired, the temporary suspension, for example, has expired, then they will automatically be taken out of this list. You don't have to do it automatically, or you don't have to do it manually. It'll be done automatically. So again, this is the main screen where you'll do most of your banning. If you have an issue where this particular user, say, uses the same IP address. A lot of them don't, but let's say the user does use the same IP address and keeps registering new accounts and harassing the users or whatever, you can go to the ban IPs, and that will allow you to ban the user by IP address using pretty much the same method as the usernames. And then the third and final option is the ban by email address. And I'll go a little bit more into detail about this one, because this one not only has the ability to ban a specific email address, but it can also ban email addresses using a wildcard. So, for example, we've banned the user the email address fake mail dot. And so, you'll have some users who will use the fake email address so that they don't have to, you know, those are they can just activate their account, and then that email address they don't have to watch or anything. So you can ban specific email addresses on here. So if you have a domain that is it is known to have users register using email addresses from this particular domain, you can ban that domain of email address here. And so you don't have to specify the exact email address. You can specify the email address or an email address with wildcards. And it actually gives you an example up there. And it also has the same options as the banned username. So it shows the length of ban, reason for ban, the reason shown to the banned user, and also exclude from banning. And also what this does is it disables the ability for users to register and use that particular email address that you've banned in there. So that's kind of a nice little feature. Okay, so that about sums it up. Paul, did I miss anything in the moderator control panel?
No, I think we covered everything that is in the moderator control panel.
That's good.
Maybe something about banning. Moderators can never ban administrators, I believe, and administrators can never ban founders.
Yes, that's true. When you attempt to ban a administrator, it will give you an error saying you can't ban administrators. And if an administrator attempts to ban a founder, because an administrator can still ban people like moderators, but they cannot ban the founders. And if you are set to a founder,
they
can't
ban the founder, but the founder will automatically be unbanned.
So you can ban the founder, but it will automatically be unbanned. Okay.
The entry will be added to the ban list, but it will be removed when the founder tries to log in.
Ah, okay. I didn't know when that happened. I thought it just aired automatically when you tried to issue the ban.
No.
And interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Let's see. All right. So that pretty much covers our entire tutorial. Did you want to add anything to that, or do you think that pretty exhausted the topic?
Yes, I don't think there's anything else we can talk about the tutorial.
Okay. All right, well, one thing I did want to mention, a topic that I was planning on discussing last week that we didn't get to. The international support teams, which not a lot of people know about on PHP.com, but there's actually a menu on PHP.com that shows you all the international support sites. Do you know where that is, Paul?
Yes, I know what it is.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. International support. So if you go to the support tab and you click international support, it shows you all the various support sites in their native languages. And it also shows in English as well. And one thing that's nice about that, you may have, if you have users who need support for a specific language, you know, they may not be native in English, and because PHP.com is a native English board, they can't get support on there unless they can speak English and well enough to get support. So this is one way that PHP.com kind of provides a way for everybody in the international community to be able to get support no matter what language they speak. And the international support sites are they're certainly a very valuable aspect to PHPBB, because PHPBB is not just an English product, but it's an international product. And so it's certainly great to have those particular support sites on there. There it is. The link is in the chat room and will also be on the show notes as well. Okay, let's get on to the Paul. Well, first of all, Paul, did you have anything that you wanted to discuss specifically, or
no? This week I have nothing really that I want to discuss.
Okay, let's move on to the mod and style of the week. The mod of the week is called Soft Delete by XReaction. This is an approved mod to the PHP.com mod database. Basically, what Soft Delete does, the Soft Delete is a feature that will be included into PHPBB 3.2, for those that don't know. That will be a feature that's added to the new Ascrius version, and it will have several options, such as just soft deleting a post so that only moderators can see it, or moving it to a trash forum. And so that's kind of a nice thing. This particular mod changes the current hard delete scheme, or currently if you delete a post right now, it just deletes it from the database, you know, it deletes it completely. But what a soft delete does is that the post is not completely deleted, so you can go back and undelete it if you need to, or review it later, or whatever. So you may give your moderators permission to soft delete, but not permission to hard delete. And what that does is it enables that you, it means that even if a moderator goes crazy, you won't lose posts or topics on your board. It changes the hard delete scheme to all soft deleting for posts and topics. Also includes the option to undelete posts and topics after they have been soft deleted. New permissions give the option to allow administrators and or moderators to hard delete posts or topics after they have been already soft deleted. So that is definitely a nice mod if you have a lot of moderation to do on your board. That's certainly a mod that I would encourage you to install. That's done by XReaction and approved to the mod database. The link for that is in the chat room. There we go. It is now. And will also be in the show notes. XReaction was a little surprised. Hey, you didn't know I was going to pick your mod, did you? He's in the chat room right now, actually. Okay. All right. And if you had anything to add to what I said, you can go ahead and post it in there. But I think that about covers it. Okay. The style of the week goes to G-Maniac. That's J-I, Maniac. And this particular style is called Extreme Style Version 3.0. And this one's a really cool one. It's a dark style. I'm not a particular fan of dark styles, but this is, if you're going to get a dark style, this is a really cool style to get. It has a flat, smooth look to it. I believe it is based on, let's see what it's based on. Style based Subsilver 2. Yeah, okay. But it's got rounded corners, It has its own set of ranks, which look really cool. They kind of look like they glow. And the let me put them link in here in the chat room, and that will also be in the show notes. That's Extreme Style version 3.0 by G-Maniac, and I encourage you to go visit that one as well. Very cool style. All right. That should about sum it up for this show. Told you it was going to be a short episode. Are you with me, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought you fell asleep.
No, not really. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. That should about sum it up for this show. Again, if you have questions or comments regarding the show, you can post those on phpbbweekly.net or visit the PHPBB Weekly forums at StarTrekGuide.com. We have a specific forum for PHPBB Weekly podcast. You can suggest topics for episodes, guests, or make comments or ask questions about a specific topic. We also have announcements that are shown in there for when one of us are going to miss a show, or if we won't have a show because both of us will be out of a certain week. So again, you can post in there. You can also go to phpweekly.net to view all past shows, so you can listen to past shows on there. PHP Weekly is also on iTunes, so you can download the shows from iTunes if you want. View show notes and all that stuff on phpweekly.net. The next episode will be PHP Weekly episode number 53. That'll be March 8th, next Saturday at the normal time. And PHP Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can go to techpodcast.com to view other tech podcasts. And thanks for listening. And I want to also thank Paul for joining me on this episode. Thank you, Paul.
No problem, David.
All right.
No problem.
And we'll see you all next week, and hopefully see you on the boards.